your stars and all the gold. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep Cut Geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Tommy.
Oh, and I'm Matt, man.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our podcast where we talk about movies, TV shows, video games, things, cool stuff, and other cool things.
And geek news. That was good, Tom.
Yeah. Flip it up.
We'll flip it up
keep
sometimes.
Keep them guessing. That way I don't know what's coming.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Matty.
How are you doing, man?
I've been doing quite well. Today was a pretty good day.
Good.
Not a terrible day.
Yeah, or whenever you're getting a loot crate is a good day, right?
I'd say so.
Loot crates make for good days. Yeah, I know we've been doing a lot of shameless self-promotion lately.
We have.
But if people haven't checked out our loot, we are doing unboxing videos on the YouTubes
on
now.
On the tubes.
So check out our loot crate, our YouTube page.
Our YouTube loot crate
Deep Fried Geeks. And you can watch our Deep Fried Geeks
unboxing.
You can watch me touch Tom's box.
He likes to touch my box. It's weird.
You always have the greatest boxes. They're super nice.
They are pretty sweet.
So, thinking about some food right now.
Are you now?
I am. That was nice.
Mini burp.
Monkey Man was in town.
We had Monkey Man surprise
us. Monkey Man was here.
Not really
surprised. Had some things going on. He had to come down. But we got to hang out with Monkey Man a little bit.
Whoop.
Eat some foods.
Whoop.
Monkey Man and I went and got some big steaks.
Ooh.
Put some steaks in our mouth.
Roar.
We had a new steakhouse in town called Cody's Roadhouse.
Cody's
Roadhouse.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a franchise. It sounds like it.
Where they have these monstrously big onion rings.
When I walk in, I just want to go, Roadhouse.
And just roundhouse the hostess in the face. Pow,
they do have these monster onion rings. I think they put steroids in these onions.
Steroids, or they just like pound it with radioactive chemicals like gamma rays or something. They're huge.
Dude, like that one onion ring was almost the size of a Frisbee.
A Frisbee, a big donut.
It was huge. Very large donut.
Yeah.
And then it just works its way up. It had to be, I don't know. The onion has to be the size of a small basketball.
A small baby's head.
A wee baby's head. Did you enjoy Cody's Roadhouse?
What did I have when we were there? I can't remember. Oh, I had a cheesecake and some sort of appetizer.
That's the only time you've been there?
Yeah. It was when we went before Logan.
I've been there 3 times so far.
Leviticus got wings. They were pretty good.
He did. I got a sirloin one time. It was good. Second time I went, I got some ribs.
Okay.
They were good, but I like going to like the southern type mom and pop barbecue places and getting ribs more. And then the third time we had T-bone steaks. Good prices, I think. T-bone steak was a T-bone porterhouse.
Mm-hmm.
It was 24 ounces. How much do you think it was?
25?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not bad for a 24-ounce steak.
And then you get salad with it. You get a roll. You get unlimited salad, unlimited rolls.
Oh, wow.
And then you get a side with it. So not bad.
And then they have
32-ounce beers, too.
Yeah, they're big. Like,
very big beers.
You almost feel like a hobbit drinking that.
It comes in pints.
It comes in super pints.
So overall, a cool place. And then I took him to our stomping grounds.
Our old stomping grounds.
The Celtic Ray.
The number 2 rated Irish bar in America.
Yes. Amazing, right?
Yeah. So we threw some shameless promotion there, too.
We took him there, and then I took him to Beano's, too.
Beano's?
Barbecue place.
Before it closes?
Yes, Beano's is closing. Sad news. Overall, a pretty good weekend, though.
Good.
Did you have a good time with Monkey Man?
It was fun. We had fun watching WrestleMania.
We did watch WrestleMania, Tom.
I thought it was pretty good.
And we had snacks while we watched WrestleMania.
Lots of random things to munch on. Of sort of coupes, if you will.
Ever since I was a kid.
Yeah.
We had some neighbors that lived down the street.
Okay.
His name was Bob.
Bob. Do you have burgers?
And
ah.
Bob was a big man, though.
Big Bob.
Big Bob. And he wore camo all the time. He was a hunter. He was a redneck's redneck.
Okay.
And so he would get the pay-per-view.
Had, like, horns on the front of his truck?
Yeah, probably. He had a box scrambler. So, you know, back in the day, the box scrambler was to scramble the pay-per-views.
Yep.
So we would go over every wrestling pay-per-view and we'd watch it. Well, a staple that we always did was pizza rolls and Red Hot. And we did other snacky stuff. But, I mean, that was probably from age 11 probably to age like 16.
Okay.
So whenever I watch wrestling pay-per-views now, I always gotta have pizza rolls and Red Hot.
You think Big Bob was like a super secret wrestler back in the day? And he's like, I'm gonna spread my legacy to the neighborhood kids.
Let the neighborhood kids watch wrestling.
Here comes,
that'd be pretty cool,
the John Deere. You can't see him because he's wearing camo.
You can't see Big Bob. Big John Deere Bob.
Even John Cena can't see me.
Big John Deere Bob Beer.
John Beer, Bob Beer, Deer Beer, Bob John Beer, Deer Bob Beer.
So some good memories doing that. That's so that's cool. Why I always have pizza rolls and Red Hot.
Yeah.
And then we have these little, what did you think we have? It's a new thing. It's called Loaded Doritos. And they're like a frozen product.
Yeah, you just buy them, put them in the oven.
The best way to describe them is like the nacho cheese frozen triangles that you can buy. It's those, but with Dorito seasoning on the outside. So the Cool Ranch one had like mozzarella cheese stuffed in it. And then the nacho cheese one had
almost a pepper jack, kind of spicy cheese, but not like a pepper jack.
Kind of like a nacho cheese.
Yeah.
It's very nacho cheesy-ish.
Nacho cheesy.
Did you like them?
I've had them before. They're not bad.
Okay. I don't think I'd get them again.
No?
If they were at a party, I'd probably eat them again.
But you're not going to buy them for yourself.
And then we had Boar's Head's hot dogs.
Oh, those were good.
Yes. And beer.
And beer.
Cherry wheat.
Cherry wheat beer.
Did you enjoy WrestleMania?
It was good. It's been a while since I've actually sat down and watched like a wrestling event, so it was kind of cool to just kind of sit there. It was very nostalgic for me.
Yeah. Oh, and it was our first wrestling pay-per-view we ever watched together.
Yeah.
It's like it's nostalgic and a...
Hopefully a future trend.
Memory. Oh, yeah.
Except there's some people who probably won't be around in the future.
Maggie, man.
No, not that. I meant like...
Oh, Undertaker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It saddened me a little
Spoilers.
Bit.
Spoilers!
Well, I mean, if you haven't read on Facebook by now... Yes.
I cried.
I was sad a little bit.
I cried.
Because he's been wrestling almost since I've been alive.
Yeah, so they're... So if you haven't watched it, they kind of strongly alluded that it was his last match.
Yeah.
So he got in, he lost.
To Roman Reigns.
To Roman Reigns, and then he like came back in the ring.
He did like a very ceremonial thing where he took off his gloves and put them down in the ring. He took off his long trench coat jacket, folded it up, put it down on the gloves. And then he took his hat off and laid it on the pile and did a very slow ceremonial walk.
And then everybody chanted, "Thank you, Taker," over and over and over and over again forever. And then the lights just kind of went dark.
And he pulled off like a Breakfast Club kind of boom, fist in the air.
Breakfast fist.
Judd Nelson.
So that was kind of the end of it. It was a high and lows pay-per-view.
It kind of was. A lot of it was kind of like, meh. And then there was some like, oh, that was pretty cool. And then it was like, meh. And then the end was like, no.
Yeah. The biggest pops were the end and then the Hardy Boys.
Hardy Boys
back.
Was pretty good, yeah. It's one of those things that you expected it but didn't at the same time.
Yeah. What is your opinion of wrestlers becoming movie stars? So you got like... Hulk Hogan was the first one.
He probably
right?
was the first, yeah. And then there was a few others after that. Like
I would say Hogan was the first. Then Roddy Piper
was
in a couple
movies.
Andre the Giant.
Yeah, he was obviously
was in
Princess Bride
and a couple probably other movies.
But obviously nowadays the biggest ones you'll see are The Rock, John Cena. I don't know who else.
Yeah, pretty much The Rock and John Cena. The Miz has been in a couple things. And for a while, WWE did their own thing called WWE Films.
Yeah.
And they were doing their own movies, and that kind of dwindled.
So the most recent one, though, is very interesting that they did. They took a very interesting approach. It's about the resurrection of Gavin Stone. That was actually a WWE film.
Was it really?
Yeah, because it starred Shawn Michaels and a couple other wrestlers.
I did not know it was a WWE film.
So to you out there who are WWE fans, who happen to also be Christian fans, is this about this story about this Hollywood guy who's like actor, and he kind of, you know, falls into like a slump of like he's not doing anything. He just becomes an alcoholic or something. Ends up going back to his father's to live with them for a while in his shame, and he finds a church that he goes to, and he gets saved, and it's a cool story.
I heard that it
stars like Shawn Michaels.
Yes.
And I can't remember. I want to say like there's a couple other wrestlers in it too.
I thought I had heard that it's kind of loosely based on Shawn's story.
Okay, that would make sense. Instead of being like a movie star, it was his wrestling career was famous, and he got addicted to drugs and stuff like
that. Did you watch it?
I have not watched it yet. I do want to watch it.
Okay. Because
it also, the main characters who plays Gavin, I forget his real name, but it's the actor who played Ward on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So I always kind of like had this love-hate relationship.
He's back this season,
that's
too.
What I heard, because it's their... This whole season is based on the light model decoys, the LMDs.
Oh, really?
So I'm assuming they're bringing a lot of old characters back as LMDs.
That's a good idea.
So
that's a good idea.
I gotta get caught up.
Oh, you're not gonna be able to bring back Brian Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
That's true.
Ooh, that's sad.
But he was a really bad guy anyway.
He was.
Versus like Ward was kind of like he wanted to be good, but he was corrupted.
So what do you think is your favorite like movie done by a wrestler?
Done by a wrestler?
Acted in?
More than likely, I mean, I think The Rock, he's on a roll right now, so it's more than likely going to be The Rock.
Yeah.
Although
Hogan was all 90s stuff,
yeah,
right?
I didn't really see, like, you know, Mr. Nanny and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've only seen parts of them.
So Hulk Hogan's first movie he was in was Rocky III.
Really? Who did he play in Rocky III?
He was Thunderlips.
Oh.
He was the main, but he was the beginning bad guy.
Okay, I always
He was in Suburban Commando.
Yep.
Mr. Nanny. No Holds Barred, which was a wrestling type movie.
Yeah.
Santa with Muscles. I've seen that. Three Ninjas.
I saw that one.
Little Hercules.
Okay.
The Ultimate Weapon. These are all like D-list movies. B-movies.
Spy Hard.
Secret Agent Club. Spy Hard. Muppets from Space.
I haven't seen that one.
No, I guess he's in Romeo and Juliet.
Well, it's up.
He's
a
voice.
Voice.
Thunder in Paradise 3. Thunder in Paradise. And then just other wrestler movies.
Yeah, other like random action
wrestling
movies.
But
The Rock.
The Rock's been in, I think, a lot more than that.
Probably. So, I mean, you could just almost name like Get Smart.
You were saying Get Smart?
Yeah, he was the main bad guy. Right? And Get Smart was the Steve Carell spy movie.
Yeah.
Journey to the Center of the Earth 2, 3. He's going to be in Jumanji, Baywatch.
Yeah. So, Central Intelligence.
Central Intelligence,
Kevin Hart,
I was thinking about.
San Andreas, Baywatch,
Moana,
The Rundown, Hercules,
Furious. Walk Tall, right? Wasn't that the other one where he was in?
Walking Tall, yep. Furious 7.
Yep.
Fate of the Furious, the new one coming out. Pain and Gain.
Yeah,
Fast 5.
Scorpion King.
Yeah,
that's right, he was Scorpion King.
Yep. Journey 2.
I know I've talked about this before where it's like the evolution of The Rock as an actor.
Yes.
Like when he was, when they did the
Mummy.
So
many movies, man. Sorry.
So when they did The Mummy 2 and he played the Scorpion King, like he was very like kind of stiff.
Yeah.
But like looking at him now, he's like come a long way.
He is. I would say you could.
The Tooth Fairy.
At this point, I would put him up there in top 5 greatest action heroes of all, action movie stars of all time.
Of all time now? You think he beats like Arnold Schwarzenegger and
I don't know if he beats
Jackie Chan?
I don't know if he beats Arnold.
There needs to be a Rock Jackie Chan movie.
That'd be awesome.
I would love to see that.
I don't know if he beats Arnold, but I'd put him in the top 5.
Okay.
I think for me, my like top 5 of all time action heroes. This kind of came out of nowhere.
That's okay. We're free flowing. We're free flowing today.
Arnold Schwarzenegger would probably be one.
Number one.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay.
Would probably be like
Jet Li, Jackie Chan, Jason Statham.
Yeah, you know, when I think of action stars, I think of like the typical like big guy who's been in a bunch of movies.
Dolph Lundgren.
And always the lead. Maybe Dolph Lundgren.
Maybe not. Not too recently. Dolph has really been But he was pretty big. He was bigger back in the
Sylvester
day.
Stallone.
Okay, Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone.
I'd say he's up there too.
Steven Seagal.
Ooh.
You gonna go with some Seagal action going on here?
And The Rock. Right. That'd be my top five.
Top five. Okay, that's a good solid five.
Yeah.
Someone grew up in the late '80s or '90s. That's a good five.
Right.
And The Rock.
And because I'm talking to be an action star, I think you have to like at least be the lead in at least five action movies.
Okay, I can agree with that. Because you can star in one action movie, it doesn't make you an action star, like, for instance.
And I think for, like, Larry's generation, I think when 5 years, Larry, her, when she's asked number one action star, they're going to say The Rock.
You think so?
I think for sure.
Okay.
Because now with Jumanji coming out and all these other movies, and he's just going to keep rolling them out. He's
not old. He can keep going for a
while. He's going to be the Arnold Schwarzenegger of the next
the 2000s,
of the
21st century.
Yeah,
good. So The Rock is pretty awesome.
And I think the wrestling fans are proud of him to be able to tout that and say, look at this guy and
where
how
he came
far
from.
He's coming.
He's not like he's sold out. They don't think of him that way. He's the most electrifying man in all cinema entertainment.
So do you think John Cena could ever get to that level?
He could, but he's too much focused on WWE. He's had to do like The Rock and kind of leave for a little bit, come back, leave for a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't think that's in Cena's blood.
I don't think so either. I think he's a wrestler through and through.
Yeah, I think he's committed. And
but
he's
now he's got some
stay.
Other priorities. Since he got engaged.
Oh, he did get engaged at WrestleMania. That was the big other spot. Do you think she had to have known that
it
was
seemed
coming,
like she
right?
She wasn't very surprised.
She had to have
she
known,
had
that,
to
was
known
coming.
That was coming. I mean, we saw it coming. She had to
a mile
coming.
Away. Fans saw that coming months, like weeks ago.
Yeah, because they were doing way too much like The Miz. The Maz, whatever.
The Miz.
The Miz is like, we're married and you're not, so we're better than you, and blah, 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 blah. We're married, blah, we're married, you're not, we're married, you're not. They were throwing that out way too hard to be like, well, there's your opportunity.
So here's one statement first, and then I have a question.
Okay.
The Miz started in reality TV. Did you know that?
I kind of figured. He didn't really seem
he
like...
He started in the...
Because he looks like a beefy kind of guy, but he's not like wrestler beefy.
He got to start in the real world, I think. He wanted to be a wrestler and then the cat...
That's so random,
Mike
right?
Mike Mizdow is his name.
Okay.
My question, Tom...
Yeah?
Is a lot of times you see wrestlers going to movies.
Yeah.
But you never really see
movie
stars
go to wrestling.
Like, they'll go over and they'll
What about the
go...
Great Khalid?
Who's the Great Khalid?
Isn't he like...
The Great Khalid?
Khalid, that's it.
I don't think he started in movies.
Yeah, he did.
He started movies and then went to wrestling?
Yeah, because he was in, like, The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler and he was in Get
he
Smart.
He was in wrestling before that.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't know, I didn't realize that. I figured he was...
He was in wrestling back in the late 90s.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't recognize him. See him back then.
So my question, and they have guys that go into WrestleMania and they do stuff like Stephen Amell did a little appearance,
and Ronda Rousey did one last year or the year before,
right? And Mr.
But
T,
but that's it.
Mr. T did WrestleMania one, and like you had Dennis Rodman do a match, Karl Malone do a match, you had Lawrence Taylor do a match. So, Mike Tyson.
Okay.
So, you do have people that come in and do, like, a match.
A match or,
like
one big event.
But you never have somebody that comes over in stays. Like, The Rock, where he's a wrestler, and now he's a movie star. And he's the biggest movie star. If you had to pick one, like, actor or television star or something that you think
would be perfect
for, like, the wrestling genre and who you would want to see.
Trying to think of someone who's like in good shape, very action packed.
I think that Chris Pratt,
that would be pretty cool.
Would be pretty good.
But he's in good shape, but he's not like wrestler shape though.
No, but there's wrestlers who got beer guts nowadays.
It's true, but they still got
remember that Kevin Owens guy fighting Chris Jericho? That's another guy we forgot to talk about is Chris Jericho.
Because
Chris Jericho didn't really go from wrestling to movies. He went more to like wrestling to TV. And he's
TV.
Also a rock star too.
That's true.
Because he's got his band Fozzy. And he's a podcasting star as well.
Yeah, but that most of that started because he was a wrestler first.
Right, it did. It did. So Chris Pratt, I think, but I don't know if he might be too much of a pretty boy.
I think he can hold a lot of weight, but throwing around those big meaty guys, you have to have some meat on you yourself. Even some of the bigger guys.
You know who else we forgot?
Who?
Dave Bautista.
That's true. I forgot. We're gonna get Drax later for forgetting Bautista.
I know, right? Ha ha ha! Forgot me. I don't know. I was trying to make some.
Do me. It's your turn, Dave.
So there are a lot of wrestlers that have switched over.
Speaking of which, I think Dave Bautista is a great Drax, by the way.
I do too. I think he's perfect.
Yeah.
I can't imagine another person going in that role. So do you think Robert Downey Jr. could become a wrestler?
I think he could do a match.
He could be like a manager.
He could do that.
I think he'd be a good manager.
A good hype man.
How about Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise? He would get crushed.
I'm in love with WWE! I'm in love with WWE!
Oh, man.
You know who would be good?
Who?
Hugh Jackman? And I think he's actually made an appearance or two.
He's pretty tall, so I can picture that. And he's already kind of muscular-y.
So, let's say that Michael Caine became
what did you look up, by the way?
Famous male actors.
Okay.
So if Michael Caine became a wrestler and he had to cut a wrestling promo, what would it sound like?
So this is what I want to do with the rest of my life. I want to throw some people around in the ring. I want to drive up my Lamborghini right up to the ring, and I want to wrestle them right to the ground. Do you think a man like Michael Caine could get away with wrestling these young beef stars?
That was pretty good. I've never asked. Do you have a Jack Nicholson impersonation?
Well, here's the deal. With Jack, good old Jack, he's going to try to come up in there. He's going to give him the crazy.
You do a Christian Bale, don't you? So what would Christian Bale sound like?
I don't know. I could do Christian Bale's Batman, but not really like Christian Bale. Okay.
Alright. So what if Will Smith? You think Will Smith could pull off wrestling?
Maybe.
Big ears.
Man, because it's like Will Smith gonna be a big Willie style coming up in the ring. That's
what I'm saying. I'll start rapping,
and then boom, they take him down. He gets speared by Goldberg.
I'm the Fresh Prince of Wrestling. Let's see. Oh, Chris Hemsworth. You think he can pull it off?
He could pull it off. Out of all the people we've listed, he could pull.
He looks so hot with the shirt off too.
Yeah, they call him the Thorn.
I would pay to see him wrestle with his shirt off.
So I come in here to do some wrestling. What's going on in here? We're going to do wrestling right in the middle of the ring. You want me to take my shirt off? It's already off.
It's always off. Do you think Zac Efron could pull off wrestling?
He might be able to. He's also very in very good shape. Yeah. Like scary good shape. Like, hot dang, if I wasn't gay, I'd go for that. Can I tell you what? Back from High School Musical days to now, it's almost like a whole different person.
It is. It's crazy, right? Morgan Freeman. So if Morgan Freeman was
he would be an announcer. Program. Like, forget JR. Forget Jerry the King. Let's put Morgan Freeman behind the mic.
So if he had let's say he was announcing Undertaker's retirement. So Undertaker finishes his match, and they're like, alright, Morgan, at the end of the match, we're gonna cut to you for words of sentiment about Undertaker's career.
At the end of an era. An era of wrestling phenoms. There's a true hole is being left behind in the ring. As the Penguins march down the aisle and pay tribute to their fallen comrades. The wrestling world has had a loss today.
We'll never be the same. That was good. All right, so the final one, because we always have to do this, because he's our favorite. and then I'll do one or two, my two impressions, like my three impressions.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby. You knew it was coming.
I'm going to show these
These jabronis have to become the ultimate WWE champion. You go up behind them, you do a couple of slams, zippity bop. You do a couple of flips in the air, zippity zappity. And then you come in and do the Bill Cosby slap down. You get behind them, you're about to do the suplex, you slip a pill, and then you flop them on the ground. And then you wait till, and then you wait, and then when the ladies come back to do their wrestling, all of a sudden Bill's ready to ref. It's a tie. Tiebreaker in my dressing room.
Ref for the ladies.
Tiebreaker's in my dressing room.
Let me get you a cold drink.
Ladies, have a seat.
Dobby wants to wrestle
too. Dobby wants to wrestle too.
Dobby's going to slam.
Dobby wants to come into the ring.
Let her find a warm spot to play.
Oh, he's sneaking around. He's lost in Chris Jericho's underwear.
John Cena just come over here and cuddle with Dobby. Dobby doesn't even want to wrestle, Mr. Cena.
Dobby will show you what you can't see.
You can't see Dobby. That's what you can't see, you bastard. Dobby's going to lay the smacketh down.
The smacketh? It's an old English elf. The smacketh down.
You know, I'm the best wrestler of all time. I was in WrestleMania 23, okay?
Yes, he was, actually. Yeah.
And Vince McMahon told me, Donald, you are the best.
Didn't he get stunned by Steve Austin?
He did get stunned.
Stone Cold stunned me. At the time, he didn't know I was the president. If I was president then, okay, I would have got an executive order against Steve Austin.
This is what he didn't know, is that I'm building up this lawsuit, and now he's going to be, boom.
Steve Austin's the worst.
He's
going to
be living on the other side of the wall.
He's the worst.
At the top of the wall, I'm going to put ropes. Put ropes all along the top of the wall, and then here comes the Trump from the top of the wall to Steve Austin's head. Boom. It's going to be the nicest wall. It's going to be the best ropes.
Bam. Bing, 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 bong.
This venue is going to be great.
I'm going to drop an elbow.
People are going to come from miles around to see me drop it down. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be huge.
Vince, I want my name to be the Trumpster.
The highest rated pay-per-view event in WWE history.
My catch first, all right, it's going to be, you got trumped.
You got trumped. Live on pay-per-view.
You got an executive. I'm going to put an executive order on your ass. Okay?
From this day forward, every one of my speeches is on pay-per-view. I'm going to call you out, Austin. You have to fight me right here, Oval Office, next Tuesday. Monday, WWE Raw, my office.
No holds barred, okay?
No holds barred match.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's going to be huge.
So, do you think there's ever been a bigger... Do you think the Undertaker is superseded every other wrestler?
The Undertaker?
Just how long he's wrestled for. Is maybe not like popularity. I think so.
This is what, 27 years now?
25 WrestleManias he's been
in. Yeah, but he started like 1990.
But he started wrestling before WrestleMania because he was in WCW too.
Okay. So, I don't know of any other wrestlers had that long a career, just a straight career.
Flair, maybe.
Maybe Ric Flair.
All right, Tom.
It's sad. And I think part of me thinking about it is like, that's probably the best way for him to go out. Because if he went out on a victory, it just wouldn't be quite the same.
I agree. Going out on a loss, kind of doing the typical laying down for you type of
thing. But I don't know if they're trying to set up the dead man to take a hiatus for a little bit and then bring him right back in.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think he's done. Yeah.
I don't know. That's the thing about the dead man.
Yeah.
He'll rise again.
I want him to be done.
He's getting old.
He's just getting old. His matches are sloppy.
Yeah.
Past couple years, he's been being carried by
the other, by the other wrestling
wrestlers. Yeah.
What if someone else took the mantle of The Undertaker?
I think they're kind of doing that with Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
Remember when we were watching and the ring was like filled with maggots
and earthworms
and stuff.
Crickets.
They're calling him the new face of fear too.
The new face of fear. Okay, that makes sense.
Is it just me or does it not feel like there really hasn't been any geek news lately?
Not this week.
It just seems like it's been kind of void.
Yeah. Huh. That's not good.
No, it does not.
It's the calm before the geek storm.
I think it is the calm before the geek storm. Because I'm looking through and I just don't see
anything worthy of talking about.
Anything worthy to be talking about.
No deaths? Prominent deaths or movie news?
I guess that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that Benicio del Toro is going to be is going to be in Star Wars?
We might have. I don't remember. Did he say any news or, are you just on the cast list? Any news about who he might be playing?
He's in The Last Jedi, I think.
Last Jedi? Okay.
New details hint at his role.
Crazy tie-in. He plays the Collector.
That'd be
crazy.
That'd be insane. Because
the Collector's like a timeless person. He's lived for centuries, so he could live in a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. I'm just saying.
That'd be super crazy.
I think they shouldn't, because that would probably be a very bad idea, but that would be kind of cool at the same time. It's like a double whammy. I would love to see that, but I'd hate to see it at the same time. I want them to keep my love separate. Keep my wife at home and my fiance at the hotel.
My mistress at the hotel. D-Fried Geeks is not promoting adultery.
Not promoting adultery or extramarital affairs.
Oh, Inhumans released their synopsis.
Ooh.
See if I can pull that up. Are you excited about the Inhumans TV show?
I keep forgetting about that. So I'm still wondering where it takes place if it follows the cinematic universe, if it builds off of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. since they've done a big Inhuman story.
After the royal family of Inhumans is splintered by a military coup. They barely escape to Hawaii, where their surprising interactions with the lush world and humanity around them may prove to not only save them, but Earth itself.
Hmm. Okay.
Huh.
So they're just some sort of... My guess is might be S.H.I.E.L.D. Maybe S.H.I.E.L.D.'s getting in there and forcing them out.
Okay.
Because Inhumans, the main Inhumans, have always tried to be separate from the regular humans and stuff that. So that they don't mess them up. Like, obviously, in the big Marvel universe, they hate mutants and stuff, so humans are always trying to... The regular people and mutants are always had this clash, so the Inhumans have always kind of separated themselves, so they didn't have to deal with that kind of prejudice. So that's why they lived in, the center of the Earth and on the moon. Things like that.
So you think that maybe Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is forcing them out?
That's my guess, or some sort of splinter cell of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something like that. Maybe Hydra? Who knows?
That makes sense.
There's lots of them evil Marvel government agencies.
You know what we haven't talked about in a while?
What have we not talked about?
Is Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
And season 10 premiere is coming pretty soon.
Ugh.
And they're actually going to have it in theaters.
Really?
Yeah, April, a special two-night event. Is
April 17th?
Is April 17th and April 19th.
Wednesday and Friday. Okay.
The event's going to show the premiere episode of the Doctor Who spinoff series, Class, as well. Okay. So it's going to have the episode and then the...
And then the new spinoff.
Right.
I'm really behind on that.
The spinoff?
No, on the Doctor Who in general.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah. Because they took it off Netflix.
Yes, they did.
I think it's on Amazon Prime.
It's on Amazon Prime as well.
When I went through that one day, I put it on my list.
Well, you know we're getting a new Doctor, right?
Yes, yeah, so I heard that.
So season 10 is Peter Capaldi's last season.
Okay.
And he's got a new companion for all of season 10, too.
A female, looks like.
Yeah. And they actually, this is some news, they actually released, she did an interview, and she announced that the character's gay.
Really?
Yeah, so Bill is the name of the female companion, and she's gay.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing the Doctor interacting with a new character.
I think they're trying to do something like that, trying to pull an audience in.
Right. And they also, it's like a two-companion thing, because they have her, and then they're doing another guy that they introduced in a couple episodes, and I don't remember his name.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Lucas? I think it's his real name, but I don't remember his name on the show, but he's a famous kind of British actor, mm-hmm. and he was in a couple shows over in England. But and so he's kind of reprising a role, so they're doing two companions.
Okay.
So and I'm excited about that because this means there's not really going to be any romance story between the Doctor and his companion.
Okay.
Which will be nice. Good change of pace.
So we just get right into the Doctor-y shenanigans.
Yes. Who would you want to see be our next Doctor?
The Rock.
So our 13th Doctor, The Rock. Some people are saying it's going to be a female. They want it to be a female doctor,
like how the Master became a female.
Yeah. The biggest rumor is Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton. Interesting.
For
I think that could be interesting.
For me, if it was going to be cast as a female, that's the only one I want to watch.
Helen Mirren.
That would be pretty
cool. I think she's probably be like, no thanks.
No thank you. Or the Queen.
The Queen, just Queen Elizabeth. The
Queen Elizabeth would be pretty
Queen
good.
Queen Doctor, Dr. Queen.
God save the Queen.
God save the Doctor.
So I think it'll be interesting to see another Doctor.
Okay.
So make sure you, so we'll have to maybe go check out that premiere in the theaters.
I'm almost done with Iron Fist, so. Maybe I'll start getting caught up.
What episode are you on?
I'm in the middle of episode 10.
Oh, yes, you are almost done. Are you digging it?
Right now, they're building up something, and I'm in it. I'm ready to see where they're going to, because I'm going to say it. Shit's going down.
It is. It does start to go down around 10.
Yeah.
Talk to P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Big Deep Friday Geeks fan. P. Diddy did not enjoy Iron Fist either.
Yeah.
But it's fun, though, while you're watching a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Alright, Tom. People need to check us out on YouTube make sure they subscribe there. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter also. Make sure you leave us a review on iTunes. If you listen every week, that would really help us if you dropped a review on there. That we'd appreciate it.
They're funny. Love the impressions.
La 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 la. Love Bill
Hashtag
Cosby.
Hashtag DFG. Hashtag put it in my mouth.
And if you want us to talk about more things or other things or other topics, you can shoot us an email, deepfriedgeeks@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
Keep calm.
And
geek on.